Everybody, and welcome back to yet another amazing episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 143. Big numbers, we're getting up there. I am Chris. I'm the host of Insomnia Radio Canada, the occasional host of the main show of Insomnia Radio, and occasionally the takeover host of the Bugcast, which is another great music show you should go check out if you're enjoying the things over here. So yeah, bugcast.org, great stuff, Other Side Network. Go check out Dave and Caroline. They do a live show every Friday night, right? If you're not going out, you're staying home on a quiet Friday night, you should check it out. They do their show at 9:30 p.m. UK time, which is about 4:30 my time. So it's like my pre-dinner entertainment. And then there's waffle afterwards. We chitter-chatter and talk about all things. And I do mean all things, not just music. Anywho, today's starting track was chart-topping, award-nominated Canadian country artist Bree Taylor and her track Kryptonite. It's her newest single. There is an official video out over on YouTube. You can check her out also over on Spotify. She's also on Amazon Music, Apple Music, and TikTok. Right? Awesome stuff. That was sent to me by the one and only That Eric Elper, who sends me all kinds of amazing, fantastic, different genres and not just all of the same stuff, which is amazing because it adds to my wonderful selection of variety that we get to play here on the show, right? Variety is amazing. I love doing variety. Speaking of variety, did you check out the last week's show, 191, I believe it was, of the main show, where myself and Les from IR Detroit, and Jack, who does the Wonder Radio, but we're trying to get him to start an IR show too. You know, he's in Tulsa, which is in Oklahoma, but he doesn't get enough Tulsa music, so we've just said, call it IR Tulsa and do it all of Oklahoma music. It would be amazing. Have another active host? That would be fantastic, right? We've also been talking about, well, if we could get more active hosts, maybe we could do a Best of Insomnia Radio on the main show and do, like, the best track of the month from each of our shows. That'd be pretty awesome, right? Wouldn't it? Let us know what you think. You can join us over in Telegram groups. We have one for the main show, we have one for Detroit, and we have one for IR Canada. And of course, links for those Telegram chat groups are available over in the show notes on my webpage, which you can get to at insomniaradio.net or through canada.insomniaradio.net. We are still trying to update the webpage currently as of July 2021 so that all the broken links and issues we're having because of the current theme on the webpage will get fixed. I promise we are working on it. But when there's many people using it, we all have to agree on what we're doing, what's being used, and making it work. And yeah, right? It'll get there. I promise. It's a work in progress. Anyways, I think we should jump right on into our next little bit of music now that I have chitter-chattered at you for a few minutes, right? Let's see what variety I can bring you this week.
We Hi, this is Daniel Casavant, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Hey, 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 hey.
Certainly hope you're enjoying the variety today. Track two today was Canadian alt rocker White Collar Grunge and his new song Capitulation. It is available out now. He is from Oshawa, Ontario. Yep, lots of people know where Oshawa is. I grew up in the area, so, you know. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. Yeah. Then we had a bumper I haven't heard in a long time. I haven't played Daniel Casavant in many, 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 many months. But he did bring me some great, fantastic music, especially near the beginning of when our show started. So hopefully you guys will go check out some of his music. And speaking of music, getting back to that first track there, Light Color Grunge, that came to us through that Eric Elper. Track three this week was a direct to me from the band for Parks and Rec, their track Adieu. And those guys are from, I want to say Toronto. Yep, Toronto, Ontario. Right? Pretty awesome stuff. We've got three more tracks for you this week. All fantastic and definitely going to bring you some genre variety, because that is the name of the game when I can, because I have the joys of playing music from all across Canada, every genre that I can think of. And so you should definitely, if you have your own music and you want to get it on the show, consider sending it to me. So you can do that by emailing it to me at chris@insomniaradio.net. Include your name, the name of your band, the best way to reach you via email, what email works best, the name of the track you're sending me and or album, what the singles are off the album, and all of your social medias. Sending me an email with all that wonderful information is more likely to get me to listen and check out your stuff sooner than later. If you're just sending me a, hey, listen to me on YouTube, I might not get to your stuff quite as quickly. If you have sent me stuff and I haven't replied yet, please, 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 please feel free to send me a follow-up email saying, hey, I dropped you some information back on. Just wondering if you'd had a chance to listen to it yet. Sometimes mail gets buried. Sometimes it hits a spam folder. Sometimes it hits a promo folder or something strange, and I just don't see it. And I do apologize. It happens. I'm only human. And I'm doing this all by myself. I am a one-person gig. I do all the searching through the emails, the research, the show notes, coding the web pages, doing all the social medias, recording the show, editing the show, mixing the show, and then releasing the show up onto the web page. Yeah, one-person gig. If you want to check out more of our stuff, you can just search Insomnia Radio Canada. You will find us over on Facebook. Over on Twitter, we are at IR_Canada. I don't use my Twitter account nearly often enough, trying to work on that. The account that is seeing a lot of activity right now is our Instagram, where we throw up lovely little infographics with all the names of the bands we've played in each show, tagging those bands, if I can find them on Instagram, in there, as well as any of the promoters that sent us tracks that show. So if you want to check out more over there, I'm sure if you search for Insomnia Radio Canada, you'd find us. But if you want the username, it is actually listed as Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. And how I wish I could find something shorter that actually fit and worked and wasn't taken, because that would make my life so much easier. And then for those of you who are truly awesome, and right now I believe I have 7 active Patreons subscribing at anywhere from $1 to the $10 level, which is amazing, fantastic, and I appreciate all of their support. We have not had any new subscribers in several months, which is sad for me, but the $40 or so that comes in every month, I put directly to things like the internet cost, our hydro bill, because I don't know why, where I live in Ontario, it is crazy high cost for hydro, and our hydro is bundled in with our water and our sewage fees, which just, you know, it makes my head explode every time I look at the bill. Like, it's crazy high. And with COVID and everybody staying home and high use of electricity for, you know, I have, at peak, we had 4 people in this house during COVID. So you think about that. We're all gamers. We all have PlayStations going at the same time. Or I'm recording a show, which means I have a laptop, a mic, and a second monitor going. But yeah, it's crazy. Even when they dropped the prices and we're not charging prime rates all the time, it was still ridiculous. Like, go around my house, unplug things that we're not using, still ridiculous. Yeah, it's been a crazy year. So I do appreciate everybody that joins us over on Patreon. And if you'd like to consider doing it, it's patreon.com/IRCanada, all one word, no underscores, no spaces, all that fun stuff. Patreon subscribers at $10 and higher do get the show 2 days earlier than everybody else, except when, you know, I have a FUBAR and screw up and forget to record the show, which doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. But as of July, we have consistently put out one show a week for a year now. So just over a year, which is amazing. This has probably been the most consistent I have put out shows in forever, probably since starting the show. Now, it does help that I am at home, not working, job hunting, and it does allow me a lot more time to put more quality time into the show in selecting my tracks, recording, getting things up, doing all the little images for Instagram and all that fun stuff. So bands, if you guys are looking for, you know, promoters, or if there's a radio station out there looking to hire a off-hour person, or they'd like to contract the show to cover some time in an odd hour of the night when nobody wants to really be up and playing and talking and doing stuff, contact me. I'm interested. KristenInsomniaRadio.net. I will always entertain offers for jobs. Well, entertain offers for reasonable jobs. Virtual assistant is also included in there. I'm good at scheduling and organizing. So, yeah. And it's summertime again, and I'm seeing memory posts over on Facebook from helping organize band camps from when I worked at Long McQuaid, and boy, do I miss those. We used to do March break camps. We did summer camps, and just watching the kids, and we would take kids that had next to zero skills and playing music, and they would actually be able to play stuff and perform a song or two by the end of rock school. But it was amazing and awesome and fun, and I so miss doing it. Yeah. Anywho, I think I've babbled at you long enough. We should definitely jump into two more tracks, and hopefully these two don't whiplash you too much.
I'm good. Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Definitely quite the pair of tracks. And I'm pretty sure the first one of that pair is going to stick in my head for quite some time. That was Keegan Chambers and her track, Look What You've Done. She is from Toronto, Ontario. And again, it comes from that Eric Alper. You can find out more about her over on Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, her website, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and of course she's got TikTok as well. This EP came out in June of 2021, and hopefully you guys have enjoyed that track, and we'll definitely go check out more of her stuff. And like all the bands I played today, when possible, wherever possible, and whenever I remember, I try to add them into the Insomnia Radio Canada Faves playlist over on Spotify, where you can listen to all kinds of the great stuff we have played here on the show. That playlist is entirely Canadian, so it would have been something great to play on Canada Day because I do try to hit as much as possible. So, great track, yeah? Mm-hmm. Next, we really changed it up and grabbed a track that came to me through Asher Media. John sends me all kinds of fantastic stuff that is all in that metal genre, all the different genres of metal, very wide genre. Metal has so many different facets to it. It is unbelievable some days, the variety that can come in. And while this track may not have been my cup of tea, I know there are listeners out there who are like, ah, finally, she played another one. Now, I can say I did love the end of the track with all of the guitar soloing that was going on. It was amazing in my books. So thank you, John, for sending that my way, and hopefully these guys will pick up some more listeners. In case you were listening and wondering who the heck that band was, have you heard them before, and all that fun stuff, I will have links, I believe, to their Spotify page in the show notes. But that was Ottawa, Ontario's Black and Death Eclipser, and from their new EP, Pages, I played To Never Awake Again. Pretty awesome stuff, right? Yeah. Always awesome stuff. John sends me lots and lots of metal. Makes my life interesting, definitely. Now, surprisingly, today's last track of the show also comes from John at Asher Media. So this is going to be an interesting show closer. Hopefully with that last track, you're awake and paying attention again, and we have your attention. And as I had gotten all the other stuff out of the way early in the show, before we jump to this last track, I think I'm going to bop over to Telegram, because I believe Jack had sent us some more live as he listened show reviews, right? Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. If I can scroll back far enough and find it. What I really need to do is start a file and just start going click and popping it over into that particular show notes or something, some sort of folder. Let's see. Episode 141. I don't think I filled this in last week. So in case I did, oh well, here's more. Enjoy. The first track from the show 141 was Alina Felici, Let's Get Lost Together. And he said, Let's Get Lost. This sounds a little bit like it belongs to a theme for Wander Radio. Oh no, you know what? As I'm reading this, no, I did read this out on a previous show. Because then I get down to the one where he mentions them talking about candy. So yes, he did do all of that before the show. Yeah, before we did a show. It was awesome. Jack is one of the few people that sends me in live listen feedback. And I'm sure on here there's stuff for 142. And if there was, I have misplaced it. I will just have to find it and save it for the next show. And of course, because show 139, for some reason decided it wasn't going to post, I might have that for you too. But if you want to send feedback, you can do so in Telegram, or you can hop over and send me an email and let me know what you thought of the show and all that fun stuff. So in that case, we're going to get to our last track, and we're going to jump way out to Vancouver, which is in Canada's west coast, and play a track. It's the first single off the EP, and the band, I'm just going back up to the top of the email here. The band comes to us from Vancouver, BC. Yep. Heavy metal sleaze rock Rebel Priest and their new EP, Lost in Tokyo. This is recommended for fans of Motorhead, ZZ Top, Rose Tattoo, Deep Purple, and LA Guns. If you like this, there will be links. You can definitely go check out their stuff. They're setting a solid old school stage with this track, and hopefully you like it. It's definitely a show opener, show closer kind of track, so just beware. And we'll catch you in a week for the next show. Ciao! Everyone on a Friday night.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.